Hello?
Hiya, is that Miss Giddens?
It is, yes.
Good morning. My name is Francesca. I'm calling from INS Law in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Would you
Oh,
mind the
yes.
time to speak?
Yes.
Yeah. So before
Yes.
we begin, I just need to confirm details for data protection purposes. So would you be able to confirm your full name for me, please?
Grania Kiggins.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
The 21st of the 10th, 1967.
67.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And your current address?
It's 16 Eaton Terrace, Rathcoole, in Dublin 24 in Ireland.
Perfect. Thank you. So just give it all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Okay.
Before we begin, so I appreciate the discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you ever need a break or further explanation or support, if you prefer to continue at another time, just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
No.
No worries. So the purpose of today's call, so I'm going to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how we work, discuss funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Is that all okay
Yeah.
for you?
Yes, that's perfect. Thanks.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I just want to make sure it's important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to, so you can apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates underneath the Scottish Government legal fees scheme, and they're paid by the government for assisting you. And under the government scheme, the solicitors may receive up to £2,000 from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you are successful or not. Whereas with us at INS Law, we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we wouldn't be paid by the government. Would you just be able to confirm that you have not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the application for the scheme?
No, I haven't had
No,
them
no worries.
solicitors.
Have you got any questions so far?
No.
No, perfect. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you will also pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of a basic charge based on the time spent and its success fee. However, so it's capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap from the success fee, like from the money you get. So it's important as well, I make clear, so we cannot guarantee that you will be successful or the level of award. The scheme operates on a discretionary basis, so I'll explain that in greater detail during this call. So just make sure there's no guarantee of outcome or award made, but we try our best.
Yes.
So if you choose to stick with us, so we can assist with your eligibility to apply for the scheme. We gather and review the evidence for you, prepare and submit the application. We do all the correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advise you on any offers made, explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Is everything okay so far?
Yes, that's
Yeah, perfect.
thank you.
So with the statutory waiver warning, so if a redress offer is made to you, we'll fully explain the waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. But it's important because accepting it may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
We've got the right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed, you have 14 days after you sign the agreement with us. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise for us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for us to begin the work immediately while the cancellation rights still remain?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So following this phone call, I'll also send you an email with documents we need. So we need proof of address and identification. So I'll send an email following this with all the information you need to get that to us. Is everything okay so far? Any
Yeah,
questions?
that's no, that's fine.
So I'll just begin with your application now, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I've got your full name as Miss, is it Grain? How do you say your first name, sorry?
Grania.
Grania. So we got Miss Grania
Grania Kiggins.
Kiggins. Perfect. And I got your email down as gkiggins8@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we have a landline telephone number down for you, but did you have a mobile phone we could pop on?
Yeah, my mobile number, hold on.
Yeah, no worries.
One second, that's it. My mobile is 083.
Yeah.
188.
Yeah.
7317.
Perfect, thank you very much. And to confirm your address, it was 16 Eaton Terrace.
16 Eaton Terrace, it's in Rathcoole, and that's in Dublin 24 in the Republic of Ireland.
Dublin 24. Amazing, thank you very much. Hey, did you have a preferred name or anything?
Just Grania.
Yeah, perfect. So with communication preferences, so we can contact you via email, phone, post or text. Is there any that you wish to not be contacted via?
No.
Perfect. And I have to ask, are there any terminal illnesses?
Sorry?
Do you have any terminal illnesses that we'd like to file?
I have an illness that's untreatable. It's not terminal illness,
what
but
would
there's
it
no
be?
Cure. I've got Crohn's disease, chronic Crohn's disease.
I'll pop that on there for you. We also offer the nominated beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, would you like to add a beneficiary?
Yes.
Yeah, would I be able to take their full name?
Yeah, Callum Kiggins, Callum Macaulay Kiggins.
Kiggins, and date of birth?
The 6th of the 1st, 2005.
And did you have an email address or contact number for them?
Callum Kiggins 005 at gmail.com. And he would be my son.
Just confirm Callum is C-A-L-L-U-M?
Yes.
Yep. And an address for them?
Same, 16 Eaton Terrace, Rathcoole, Dublin 24, Ireland.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So just speaking with the care settings now, would you be able to name any institutions you are at?
The Kildonan Boarding School. And I think it was in, I'm not sure, Kildonan. I can't remember exactly where the address or anything.
That's okay. Was it in, got one here in South Asia?
Sorry?
Is it South Asia?
Yeah, in Scotland. Okay. Yeah.
And what ages, or did you know the years that you were there for?
I was around about 6, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
So it would be back in
1972, roughly.
Yeah, roughly around about that time. Yeah.
And did you recall any names of any people that might have been involved while you were there?
You mean like as in the nuns or the people that I went to school with?
Anything you can recall, if you were involved in anything that you know about today.
Yeah, I remember a sister Mary, sister Celine.
What was that one, sorry?
Sister Mary.
Yeah.
Yara Ye and sister Celine. That'd be C-E-L-I-N-E.
Yeah.
And there was there were sisters of Coney, I think. If I'm right.
Yeah. Spelling that one, sorry.
Sorry.
How would I spell that one, sorry?
Sisters of Coney. The order that they worked for, it's C L U N Y.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Was it just the one, or were there others?
There was others. I just can't think. I do have stuff written down. It's just like I can't think offhand at the minute.
That's okay. Take your
I
time.
had, yeah, I had friends there as twins. I had Silvana and Enzo Serapelia, Romulo Serapelia, Angela Bowers. And Michelle Scott, they were kind of friends.
Yeah.
I had there.
Okay, perfect. And was it just only that one case setting, or were there others?
No, I was only at that boarding
Oh,
school.
no,
That's
okay.
the only
So
one
was
I
it
was at.
from about ages 5 to 7?
Yeah,
Yeah.
roughly round about. Mother Paul, she was one of the nice nuns.
Yeah.
Um,
And were the other ones that you named the ones that weren't?
Sister Cecilia and Sister Mary, they weren't nice nuns at all, no.
I'll pop that on
There
there
was
for you.
lots of other ones there as well,
Yeah.
specific police. I'm just not sure
No,
of all
that's
the.
okay. You've given us quite a lot of information, so thank you very much. So I now need to take a statement in relation to the case setting you were in. So would you just be able to tell me a little bit about what happened while you were there and just talk me through it and take your time. If you need any breaks or want to skip any questions out, just let me know, okay?
I started going to the Kildonan, and I used to go to the primary school of that, the Sisters of Cluny in Glasgow,
Yeah.
and that's I think that was a private school, and I went there to begin with, and I think that's how my mum found out about the boarding school. My mum was a nurse, a psychiatric nurse, and she was a lone parent. And she had to work, and she had nobody to watch me because my nana that used to watch me had died,
Yeah.
and there was nobody else to watch me, so she had to send me
Yeah.
to this boarding school. It was just a big, it was like a big castle. I remember being brought up to it. I think actually the first day I went, it was with friends that I have now, Silvana and Enzo Serapelia. It was their parents
Yeah.
that took me. There was a couple of nuns there, kind of when we arrived,
Yeah.
and they didn't really feel that friendly, being upset and everything,
Yeah.
with having to, this was all new, as
Yeah.
much as we were told we were going to, I was going to school, I didn't really know that much about it, to be honest,
Yeah. It's all foreign to you.
and we went there, and I just remember the nuns that were speaking to I just didn't really get, nice. I was very upset and crying and everything, and they weren't very friendly or helpful or anything
Yeah.
like that, comforting or
Yeah.
anything like that. They said, "This is just the way it's going to be, and you'll be showed around and brought up to your room and stuff like that."
Yeah, kind of abandoned there.
That's kind of, I felt abandoned by my mum first, which obviously I wasn't, but
Yeah.
at that day I was only young, and then it was just the kind of tough, I started doing music and stuff like that. I played the violin, I played the piano,
Yeah.
and I found that when I wasn't getting, when I wasn't getting, like maybe if I made a chord wrong or did done a note wrong, I'd get battered. I'd get battered in the back and kind of pulled around the place. We were left to go for days. You know, just eating kind of stale bread and tapioca. We had this kind of like a tapioca. I never forget the smell of it. I can't smell. Don't like the smell of it since.
What was that?
Semolina. It's like a pudding. Semolina was like warts, you know, little fish eggs.
Yeah, I can't smell it now.
Yeah. And we were made eat it. If we didn't eat, we didn't, you know, we didn't get anything. We were battered in again. It was just a saline. Used to get a big soup ladle and go over my knuckles with them, you know, hit the big soup ladle over my knuckles. We were left out in there was a big woods. We were left out in that without water, and we'd end up eating grass and stuff like that. It was all kind of religious based. We remember being told if we didn't do our prayers and all that, we didn't behave, we had a big furnace in the place. There was a big furnace in the school, and we were told that if I didn't, you know, do what I was told and whatnot, do the prayers and everything that I would be put in the furnace, and nobody would know about it. We used to get made brush our teeth with carbolic soap.
It was just constant,
you know, things like that. I used to call them the penguins, you know, with the black and white.
The
black and white. Now I'm probably jumping from bits to pieces, but I'm just kind of
things that
I can remember, you know. I remember there was this deaf and dumb, and she was an Irish lady, and I used to come over to Ireland when my mum was working. I had relations over here.
Yeah.
And she was the housekeeper, kind of. She worked in the kitchen. And what happened, well, I remember...
Was she the housekeeper at the
She worked in the kitchen. And I remember somebody, a beggar of some sort, or the kind of, you know, somebody that wasn't really... kind of scruffy, and that came to the... to the door, and she gave him a little bit of bread and something to drink or something like that, and the nuns found out, and they gave her a bit of a beating. I remember that. One girl we used to, there was four or five of us maybe getting, you know, lining up to get ready for bed, and we'd be put in the bath or whatever.
Yeah.
There was one nun that I can't remember the girl's name, but she was she grabbed onto the nun's veil by mistake, and the nun didn't like it because it showed that she'd no hair, you know, she was all kind of short and whatnot, no hair at all, and she ducked her under the water. In the bath.
Did you see this?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I can't remember the girl's name. We used to get Kirby grips put in their ears.
What was that, sorry?
Kirby grips, you know, Kirby grips.
Oh yeah.
Flips for your hair. We used to get them put in our ears.
Oh god.
As I say, we washed our mouth with carbolic soap. We used to get stuff sent, you know, stuff sent, chocolate stuff and that sent, for our parents used to send us, you know, goodies and that over.
Yeah.
and we ended up not getting them. Never saw them. The nuns took it for themselves. Well, some of the nuns took it for themselves. Not all of the nuns were bad, but I think they could have maybe been frightened of the ones that were bad, you know.
Yeah.
I was actually quite good at the piano and the violin, and it put me off playing. I had a scholarship and that, you know, and it put me off playing because it just brings memories back of getting battered, you know, when I got a note.
Yeah.
When I got a note wrong. I just don't have
a lot of experience.
It was nothing sexual, but it was all violent.
Physical and mental, yeah.
Yeah, physical and mentally, you know.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say nice things, you know. They'd say for singing in the furnace and whatnot, you know, stuff like that. And
religion,
it was all rammed down your neck.
Yeah.
I don't remember getting a kind of like a proper education, so to speak. It was mostly all religion.
Yeah.
You know. So I just not got a lot of nice memories. And then I suffered Crohn's disease, and then I suffered bullying. So I think it's just all a knock-on effect from not eating properly and eating grass, been up in the fields because there'd be toads up there and God knows what else, and maybe drinking from the water and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
Because we'd be left long periods of time without any water. And
long-term effects.
My Crohn's started when I was 14 years of age. I was very young, you know, when I had the Crohn's.
Yeah.
And then I just put stuff down to...
Have you been told it's like a long-term effect that was caused because of all of this?
Well, that's what I say, that, you know, the eating wise and that, because, you know, my stomach not being good and whatnot.
Yeah. Are there any other medical conditions or anything that you've been diagnosed with, any mental or physical?
No, just the Crohn's disease and short bowel syndrome. I've got osteoporosis. So it's just all due to the Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
But you find once you have one thing wrong with you, you end up with other problems.
They just keep coming, don't they?
Yeah. It never stops.
No.
So I don't know. That's just kind of like a kind of a guideline. It's, I know it's some bits and pieces jumping from back to
no,
front.
That's what we're here for anyway, to help you through this.
It's trying to think of...
It's back in different stages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
and then I remember being caught in the toilet one time. It was me and my friend. And we were just in the toilet, you know. We weren't doing anything wrong. And the nun came in and battered the two of us. She did. Sister Mary. She was the worst.
Just
Sister Mary
any
and Sister
reason.
Sailing. Yes, for no reason, because we were in the toilet, you know.
Yeah.
Two girls, little girls in the toilet. God, I don't know what she...
Yeah.
You know. And the reason I know they kept their stuff back from us was because if you weren't feeling well, you'd be sent up to the... By this stage, I was in... It wasn't in the big dormitory now. I'd got a wee bit older, and I was in the... It was a room with six other girls.
Yeah.
And them rooms had a cubicle with the nun in it, and I had been up a few times from lessons after not being well. Sometimes I used to make my nose bleed, and I'd be sent up because I would sneak in one day, and I went into the cupboard and I seen a whole load of chocolate and everything like that, you know, sweet goodies and creams and stuff like that. So that's how I know. So I used to make my nose bleed, and I used to be sent up, you know, to lie down for a wee while, and I'd sneak in and I'd steal some of the chocolate back for me and my friends.
Yeah.
You know? So that's how I know that they used to belongings from us, you know.
So is this room that you would be sent up to, like you say, that when you said you made your nose bleed to be sent to this room?
I'd make my nose bleed to be sent up to my bedroom, which was a It was like a ward, you know. It had about six, seven beds in it, where
Yeah.
me and a friend slept. But there was a cubicle, and every one of them had a cubicle with a nun staying in it at night, you know.
Yeah.
And I sneaked in one time, and that's how I knew that there was chocolates and all that in it, you know, stuff that
Yeah.
was sent over to us was in the room, because I seen it, you know. I used
Yeah.
to make my nose bleed to go up so I could get the
Yeah, you
chocolates for me and my
take
friends.
your
Yeah, well, I was getting it anyway, so I might as well get it for something, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I looked at it. I just the horrible, you know. I just wasn't nice, you know. And the thing is, my mum spent all that bloody money. She lived in beans and toast, you know. When she was
Yeah.
working, she lived in beans and toast to put me through this school, because she paid for everything, absolutely everything. And for
There's
me
no
to
other
get an
choice but to go for
education,
you.
and I don't feel as if I got an education. I can't remember. All I remember is getting religion shoved down my throat, and that's
Yeah.
basically it. And I never told my mum what happened, because she'd be devastated. And my
Yeah.
mum's dead now. She died 3 years ago. So I never told my mum, to this day. She doesn't know, because, you know, I didn't know how to tell her, because I used to just tell her everything was fine and whatnot, because
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I
She
didn't
felt she
want
was
to.
helping you, I guess,
Yeah,
and yeah.
get a good start, and the start she never had. And as I say, I know she ate beans and toast just to put me in that school, because you had to label everything. Yeah, and if you all your you had to label everything now, and I mean everything, even your shoe polish, you had to have your name on it,
Yeah.
and brush. And if you didn't have, if there was something that you didn't have, you know, you'd forgotten that your name is on, or you got it off them as well, even though it wasn't your fault, but you got it off them. And
Yeah.
then and parents' days and that, they'd come, you know, for it comes out, the parents would come down, and everything would be made to look nicey. They'd have the sandwiches and the spreads and, you know,
Yeah.
all that kind of thing. But in reality, we weren't getting
No.
a whole lot, you know.
Yeah, they did put on a bit of a fake show if parents could have been, yeah.
And I think they knew the vulnerable ones. They knew my mum couldn't get up all the time to see me because of her work.
Yeah.
There was friends, that the Italian, my friends Silvana and Enzo, they were twins. Their mum and dad couldn't get up because they were running a business and that, you know. So they kind of targeted. It's as if they knew how to target the ones that are a bit more
Wouldn't,
vulnerable, if you
yeah.
get me.
So they wouldn't see parents as much, so they knew
Yeah,
that
so I
they,
think
yeah.
there was a rule for one and there was a rule for another.
Yeah.
I think that was the way it was, you know.
Yeah.
If they could think they could get away with it, with somebody, then that's what they would do, you know.
Yeah. So after, so that's a, would you say that like any effect it's had on you now following like in your
Well,
future life?
I could have been a very good piano player,
Yeah,
violin
so you
player. As I
turned down the
say, I just,
scholarship, didn't you?
I, yeah, yeah, I
Yeah.
just couldn't.
Smells and
Just my
music.
health-wise, I feel
Yeah.
has been impacted with a poor diet and
Yeah.
eating grass and drinking water, toads and all
Dirty
that.
water
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
What did you say was did they use to brush your teeth? What salt was it? Did you say it was?
Carbolic soap, you know, the carbolic soap, that pink stuff, the
Yeah.
disinfectant soap. Yeah, that,
Yeah.
just it. The washes and that, and then if they're brushing their hair, they jank the hair out. As you know, that age, young age, you know,
Yeah.
it wasn't very nice, you know.
No.
So
Yeah.
I know worse has happened, but
Yeah. I appreciate you sharing all that with me.
yeah.
So is what I'll do following this is I'll write up a statement for you after following everything you said, There's a few more things I need to go over, and then I'll send you, it'll just need to be some contracts that you need to sign. But if at any point while we're going through this, if you wanted to add anything or take a break or anything, of course, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
So following the statement session, so just need to talk about the types of payments. So there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's a fixed payment of £10,000, and this is a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered, or there's the individual assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered.
Yeah.
So based on previous awards made by the scheme on the severity of abuse that we've spoken about today, pursuing the individual assessed payment for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
You can take the 10 if you'd like, but I recommend taking the individually assessed one.
Yeah.
So you will not be required to attend any meetings with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person. We provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So following this, the second team, the ones that gather all the evidence from different institutions, they will need to take a more detailed statement off you, if that's okay, following the evidence. So after everything we've spoken about today, the next step would be for us to, I'll send you a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, and then an email with request of proof of address and proof of identity. You're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. I send those over to you, and when you sign them then, and then that gives us then the go-ahead to start handling your case.
Okay.
You happy with everything that we've spoken about today?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Amazing. So what I'll do is I'll get this all written up for you, and then when the contracts are ready, I'll send them over. If you'd like, I can give you a call as I send them over so I can talk you through them, or if you need any assistance in signing, or you can take as much time as you need, read them over yourself and sign them in your own time. And then I'll send over then the email with the proof of address and identification documents that we need.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah,
so anything else, if you've got any questions for me or anything you need help with?
No, that's perfect.
Perfect. Okay, just to confirm your details just quickly before I send these off. So the email is gkiggins8@gmail.com.
Yeah, gkiggins8@gmail.com. It's gkiggins.
Perfect. And then I've got a telephone number for you. Where did I write that one?
1-888-7317. I think the one that you're phoning on now.
Sorry, would you be able to repeat your telephone number for me?
Yeah.
It seems to have disappeared.
083.
Yeah.
1-888-7317.
Perfect. Also, just a couple more questions, sorry, that I forgot to include. So have you applied to the advance payment scheme?
No.
No? And when you were in K, were you known by a different name by the one you are now?
No.
No worries. And did you know your address before you were in K?
It's 62.
Yeah.
Carl East Quadrant. Shield
Hall. How do you spell it, sorry?
C-A-R. L-E-I-T-H, Carly's Quadrant, Q-U-A-D-R-A-N-T, Shield Hall, S-H-E-I-L-D-H-A-L-L, Glasgow, and that was G514LB.
G514LB
in Scotland.
And did you, your parents' names?
My mum's name, as a single parent, is Mona Elizabeth Kiggins.
Is that M-O-N-A?
M-O-N-A, yes.
Yes, perfect. And just a couple more questions, if you know the information. The GP that you might have attended while you were in care or when you were younger?
He'd be dead now. It would be Dr. Devine. Jason Devine.
And did you know where he was based, or where he would
was at Govan Hill Health Centre, and that's in Glasgow. I don't have the postcode for that, but it's round a bit the deeper.
Thank you.
It's round a bit the same postcode, round a bit the same area.
And are there any hospitals that you have visited that I could add to your record?
When I was at the school, no, I don't think so.
Or past, present.
My
Yeah, anything.
hospital. Yeah, my hospital is in the Southern General Hospital, and that's in Glasgow. And I think I don't know if that'd be the same postcode because it was just literally on my back door, my back garden.
So it'd be pretty similar then.
And
what GP do you attend now?
I attend the Dr. Gary Foley that's over here in Ireland.
Yeah, and what is the surgery called?
It's a Tala Cross Health Centre.
Health Centre. And what's the area of that one, sorry?
That's in Tala, Dublin, Dublin
24. Dublin 24. Amazing. I think that covers everything for us today. But thank you very much. So if you'd like, so I can give you a call back if you want when I send over the contracts. Would you like me to do that, or are you happy to read them in your own time?
No, I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, so would you like me to call you, or is it
You can call me if you like,
Yeah, of course, okay. I'll let you know. I'll also send you an email as well, just to verify everything that we've done. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.